He had such a huge smile, it almost seemed too big for his face, like the smile on a jack-o'-lantern. "No," said Mr. Pendansky. "That person is you, Stanley. You're the reason you are here. You're responsible for yourself. You messed up your life, and it's up to you to fix it. No one else is going to do it for you, for any of you." Mr. Pendansky looked from one boy to another. "You're all special in your own way," he said. "You've all got something to offer. You have to think about what you want to do, then do it. Even you, Zero, you're not completely worthless." The smile was now gone from Zero's face. "What do you want to do with your life?" Mr. Pendansky asked him. Zero's mouth was shut tight. As he glared at Mr. Pendansky, his dark eyes seemed to expand. "What about it, Zero?" asked Mr. Pendansky. "What do you like to do?" "I like to dig holes."
There are two counselors Stanley's group has to report to, Mr. Sir and Mr. Pendansky. It seems like Mr. Sir is the tough one, the one who makes sure the boys are working hard and staying in line. Mr. Pendansky, or Mom, is the one who talks to the boys. He seems like he's on their side. Only Mr. Pendansky is definitely not on Zero's side. He seems to have a real prejudice against Zero. He says, "Even you, Zero, you're not completely worthless." That's so insulting. I wonder what Mr. Pendansky's problem is. I wonder what Zero's problem is, too. Stanley says that Zero always seems angry, and that Zero can't think of anything he'd like to do in the future except dig holes. Is Zero serious about that? Or is he just being sarcastic? Let's read chapter 13, starting on page 59.